Today, a court in Indonesia handed down a sentence in a major terrorism case. Abu Bakar Bashir was accused of a role in the Bali nightclub bombings in 2002. The attacks killed more than 200 people. Most of them were foreign tourists, nearly half from Australia. The United States has also accused Bashir of being the spiritual leader of the Southeast Asian terrorist network known as Jamaah Islamiyah. But after considering the evidence, the court gave a shorter sentence than prosecutors hoped, 30 months in jail. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
The frail 66-year-old cleric entered the courtroom to the cheers of hundreds of his supporters, whom he acknowledged with a wave, a prayer, and a plea for them to accept the verdict without violence. Bashir then sat in the center of the auditorium-turned courtroom, listening impassively as judges took turns reading the charges against him. Police in riot gear, armed with automatic weapons, stood along one wall in case of trouble. In addition to his alleged role in the Bali nightclub attacks, Bashir was also accused of involvement in the 2003 bombing of the JW Marriott Hotel in Jakarta. That attack killed 12 people. But the judges today said there was not enough evidence to link Bashir to the JW Marriott bombing. He was, they noted, already in jail on immigration charges when the attack occurred. But the Bali bombings, the judges said, were a different matter. A statement read by one of the judges concluded that while Abu Bakar Bashir had not been directly involved in carrying out the Bali bombings, he had given those who did his approval and was therefore guilty. As the judge read out the sentence, 2 years, 6 months, Bashir's supporters objected and were gaveled quiet. Members of his defense team said they were disappointed with the sentence. Lawyer Mahendra Dedda said the prosecution never proved Bashir to be the leader of Jamaah Islamiyah and never proved Bashir to be part of a conspiracy. The lawyer says he believes the judges may have been trying too hard to accommodate the wishes of the government.
I think it is more likely just only a political matter rather than judicial matter.
Bashir and his lawyers have repeatedly said he is innocent and that the trial was orchestrated by the United States and Australia to discredit him. But the U.S. too expressed unhappiness with the verdict, which it considered too lenient. Sydney Jones is Southeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group. She says it could have been worse, given the fact that several witnesses the prosecution had counted on hadn't delivered.
I wasn't sure he'd even get this much. I think the prosecution had an extremely weak case. They're lucky to get 2.5 years, and I think the chances that he'll be acquitted, or at least that the sentence will be reduced to time served on appeal, is quite high.
Nonetheless, Jones says it would be a mistake to view this case as a test of the Indonesian government's willingness to pursue Jamaah Islamiyah and other extremist groups, given what the Indonesians have accomplished in the past few years.
Look at the number of people who have been arrested, detained, and tried, well up over 200 people, which is a far better record than the Philippines or Thailand have. The police have done a reasonably good job and are continuing to pursue this network to the point where I think the organization itself has been seriously disrupted.
Bashir's lawyers say they will appeal the sentence. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.